a visitor from the USA who is anonymous says the following. After listening to the Rav's answer about question 112, I was a little disturbed. Being somewhat on the journey myself, I can say that it isn't easy to focus on other things. Month after month, I wait and wait. After each treatment, I hold my breath for 2 weeks, hoping and davening. Treatments rule my schedule. Not focusing on it isn't realistic. Wanting children is a strong feeling that can't be subdued. Feeling davened out is part of our meltdowns. My question is, how do we get up when we feel we have reached the end of the rope, all the money is gone, all the willpower is gone? First, I want to apologize that perhaps my answer was insensitive, and I am aware of how difficult it is for a couple who want children and should want children, and it's not in our power to control that and to guarantee it. I think that, you know, as in a lot of situations in life, it's not only wanting children, but God forbid there are people who have children and have problems and health problems and mental problems and financial problems and marriage problems, and there are many things in this world that we are not in control of and that bring a lot of heartache to us, but we have to look at them as things that God send our way for our self-improvement, that we can use them to strengthen ourselves. And that's easy to say, I understand that, and I know how difficult it is in all these kinds of situations. What a person needs is a selach harav. You need someone personal that you can get close to, that can give you ongoing strength and comfort. You need good friends who you can turn to for that same strength and comfort. A chaver tov sometimes is even more than what a rabbi or rav, a mentor, can do. The word chaver is the letters of rav with an extra ches. Ches always is something supernatural. Sometimes friends can go beyond what a rav can do. And you need to strengthen yourself by learning books of Musar and books of Chizuk and books that give comfort and give encouragement in order to face all of life's trials and tribulations, because many things in life, if not most of life, we're not in control of, and would like things to be different, but our job is not to control what comes our way, but to deal with it and to relate to it in a way that elevates us, that brings us closer to God, and that enables us to pass the various tests, trials, and tribulations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us.